Raw milk has been a subject of debate around Wisconsin for years. Now raw milk advocates are petitioning the highest court in Wisconsin in favor of raw milk sales. Petitions filed Monday to the Wisconsin Supreme Court say buying unpasteurized products straight from the farm is a constitutional right.
Here with us now to talk about the news is Joel McNair. He's the publisher of Graze Magazine, a publication about alternative livestock agriculture. Joel, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
So what do we know about what raw milk advocates are saying in their petition to our Supreme Court here in Wisconsin?
Basically, what they're saying is that they have a constitutional right to provide their product to consumers, and that consumers have the constitutional right to choose the food and the source of their food.
And looking back, this is an issue that is not new to us here at Wisconsin Public Radio. We've been hearing about raw milk for quite a while. Can you explain the controversy behind this issue, please?
Well, raw milk is legal in Wisconsin. There's nothing in the books that says that raw milk is illegal in Wisconsin. And for many years, the state regulators, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Protection, did not really pay much attention to the issue. They put some pressure on some people. They asked some questions. But by and large, people were allowed to provide certain amounts of raw milk directly to consumers. Then at the turn of the century or a few years later, there became a much greater consumer interest in natural foods, whole foods, what were perceived as healthy foods. And you started having people, more farmers, selling more product directly to consumers that had not been pasteurized. And at that point, it started gaining attention both of the Department of Agriculture and of the dairy processing industry in the state of Wisconsin. So at that point, the State Department of Agriculture started asking harder questions, started changing its policies toward raw milk production in the state, and it's kind of cascaded ever since then. It's been a cat-and-mouse game for several years now.
And we've seen this go back and forth, including in some lower courts. What have other courts said about whether farmers can sell raw milk to consumers?
By and large, the lower courts have been negative toward that. That's why the farmers in these cases are going to the Supreme Court to basically, it has come to the point where they are finding no other recourse than to assert their constitutional rights to sell raw milk. Vernon Hershberger, who I'm sure that you're fully aware of and many of your listeners are aware of, did basically win most of the counts of his court case last year in Sauk County. Basically, it was because the jury did not like state authorities coming down on a dairy farm as if it was a crack house, as many people who were involved with the case said.
And that was a little different twist. Instead of just selling to consumers, he in effect had a buying club, I gather, where his customers purchased cows with him, and then he distributed the milk from the cows to them. The state ultimately didn't like that, even not even a normal retail transaction of raw milk.
Well, you know, and the Zinnaker farm, one of the parties that are related to the latest Supreme Court case, essentially is doing something quite similar. They were found to have, or at least the state, withdrew their milk license, their milk producer license, a few years ago after some people were sickened purportedly by drinking the milk. And so a group of the of their former customers or a group of their customers did form basically a buying club or a herd share agreement so that the Zinnakers did not own the cows from which the milk was being provided. The state agriculture department called that a sham agreement.
Now, what is the case for raw milk? Why do advocates say we should be able to purchase and obviously consume raw milk?
It's part of the healthy foods, the whole foods movement. There have been certain studies indicating or at least suggesting that certain milk properties are destroyed or are greatly altered by pasteurization. For instance, certain enzymes. There has been some population studies, some epidemiological studies in Europe in particular, that may indicate that people drinking raw milk have certain lesser instances of health problems. That has not been confirmed necessarily, especially in this country. Very little of that work has been done. And it's really just a part of an overall movement in this country of a certain segment of producers wanting to get closer to the source of their food.
Now, when we've tackled this issue in the past, we've heard from county health officials almost unanimously worried about the availability of raw milk, worried about diseases that can be spread by unpasteurized milk. What have advocates said to that in response?
Well, advocates have said that, yes, most of them will admit that there is the potential for problems when drinking raw milk, if it is handled improperly, if it is produced improperly. What advocates will say, however, is that this can be done. We allow the sale of alcohol and tobacco in this country, even though it has been very much proven that that leads to health problems for millions and millions of people. And also that there has been no great death toll from raw milk over the years. A few years ago, there was an outbreak from one cantaloupe farm in Colorado where a listeria killed 33 people in one instance. And raw milk deaths nowhere nearly approach that over many decades. Certainly, there have been health problems associated. I myself have been sickened by raw milk. So, there needs to be an awareness that there can potentially be a problem. I understand where the health authorities are coming from. However, this thing is out there. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control estimate that about 3% of the U.S. public is consuming raw milk at this point. If that's true, that amounts to more than 9 million people, and you're not going to get that cat out of that bag or back into that bag at this point.
You've mentioned that you have been sickened because of raw milk, but is it something that you have gone back to and still consume yourself?
Frankly, no. I'm not a regular consumer of raw milk. This was on an out-of-state trip. It was at a farm that does not sell raw milk, to my knowledge, and it is not equipped to produce raw milk, in my opinion. And it was just an instance of me stopping in and drinking a glass of milk at a lunch table, and it was just something that I do in the course of business sometimes.
Briefly, is there a right way and a wrong way to provide raw milk to consumers?
Yes, there is. It starts right at the soil level, having healthy soils that do not have a lot of commercial inputs in general. It means not what we call pushing our cows for high levels of production, having a more natural diet for the cow, and at least as importantly, having a very clean facilities, both where the cows are kept, where they are milked, where the milk is handled in the ultimate milking facility, and then finally in how it is brought to the consumer, how the consumer obtains it, and then how the consumer stores it before that person consumes it.
I believe this is the first time raw milk is making it, or at least being petitioned, to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Do you think that the court will take this up? And if so, do you have thoughts on how they might rule?
I have been told that the court accepts 15% of all of the petitions. So I guess the odds would say no, and I have no guess as to how this court would rule.
And we've seen this come back and forth in the legislature. One law was passed only to be vetoed by previous Governor Jim Doyle. If the court doesn't give answers, do you think advocates will take this to lawmakers again?
Oh, certainly they will. And what's disturbing about this is it's just a crazy situation. You have, like I said, this is out there. People are going to consume it. I fully recognize why the dairy industry is worried about this. I fully recognize why health officials are worried about it. But in my mind, this is out there. It needs to be dealt with through rulemaking, through regulation, and through self-policing, especially of some of the smaller producers who do not want onerous regulations, do not need onerous regulations, but really do need to need to make sure that this product is indeed safe for consumers.
Joel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Joel McNair. He's the publisher of Graze Magazine, a publication about alternative livestock agriculture. He was with us to talk about the news that raw milk advocates are petitioning the Wisconsin Supreme Court to take up that issue.